Mickey Plyler Show
on 105.5 The Roar.
We can do anything we want.
Now back to Mickey and Zach.
Well, they blew up a chicken man in Philly last night. Now they blew up his house too. Down on the boardwalk, they're getting ready for a fight. Gonna see what them racket boys can do. Now there's trouble busting in.
Hey, back to 30.com. I want to mention these folks. I mentioned Best in Upstate. They continue to win Best in Upstate. They continue to be recognized when it comes to Best Medical Spa, Best in Botox, Cosmetic Fillers, Best in Body Contouring, Best in Men's Health Services, Best in Hormone Replacement Therapy. Guys, you might not even know what you need. You might not. It's okay to look good. You can look good. Their team of physicians and skincare professionals, their body contouring, their skin rejuvenation treatment can help you look your very best. We know that it's important to you. We know that they say, give us 5 minutes, we'll give you back 10 years. Innovative technology that they train and train and train again. Your safety is number one to them. The next level of skincare has finally arrived with their great products. Think about rejuvenating your look. Think about looking great again. Think about back to 30. There's four convenient locations in right there in Greenville, and they'd love to help you out. Make you look better and feel better. It's back to 30. .com. Our normal Tuesday 8:05 guest, Tony Morrell of thebigspur.com, joined us. Good morning, Tony. How you doing this morning?
Doing well, Mickey. How about you?
We're doing fantastic. Let's talk first about, I think, the biggest news and the biggest big picture news, the biggest longstanding news at South Carolina, the unveiling of their new football operations building. Your thoughts on it, the bells and whistles of it, some of the highlights of it, and really what it means to this football program.
Well, I think it means a lot to the program in the sense that, you know, things have been very segregated at South Carolina for a long time from a facility standpoint. You know, you had the stadium, which housed the weight room and the coaches' offices on opposite sides. The practice field was on the other side of Gamecock Park, which is what used to be the farmer's market. So the players would have to take, you know, change clothes in the stadium in the locker room, then take shuttles or ride bikes or walk all the way across the practice field or across the farmer's market to get to the practice field. That's where the indoor facility is now. Now everything is together from a facility standpoint. You've got a locker room in the new facility. You've got the indoor facility right next door, the practice field right next door. You know, it's going to, I think, be a much better experience for a football player coming to South Carolina than it was previously. You know, they've got some inherent challenges with the stadium being off campus that, you know, is not going to probably ever be fixed unless somehow they end up building an on-campus stadium at some point. So I think this is the next best thing. The coaches' offices are also there. Meeting rooms are there. Everything is together. So I think it's just going to be a much more cohesive setup. You know, some of the highlights of the building itself, they have a recording studio inside, which was, I thought, was pretty unique. There, barbershop and, you know, gaming lounge and locker room, all the things that you expect to see in this sort of facility. And then, you know, a few additional bells and whistles added in. So I think it's going to be a big selling point for South Carolina on the recruiting trail. I think parents of recruits are going to be much more impressed with the setup like this than they were under the previous setup. And just a much better overall experience for a player who spends 3, 4, 5 years at South Carolina now versus what they've had to deal with in the past.
We have one new coach. I think we talked about this last week, where Thomas Brown was going to be the coach. You've had a chance to look a little bit now and kind of look at his recruiting now and look at who he is and his running backs. Tell us a little bit about the newest coach at South Carolina and your thoughts about what he brings to the table.
Well, I think he's a nice addition to staff, both from a recruiting and a coaching standpoint. That's not to say that Bobby Bentley was, you know, somehow doing something wrong with the running backs, but I do think the production of that group has not been what South Carolina needs it to be. And part of that was because of injuries. Part of it was scheme early in Muschamp's tenure. You know, they had some offensive line issues early in his tenure, but there's different reasons why they haven't gotten enough production out of the running backs. But I think the timing of this addition is a good one. I think, you know, Thomas Brown's going to have at least three, maybe four senior running backs in his room next year, depending on whether A.J. Turner stays on defense or moves back to running back. He's got some young guys in Deshaun Fenwick and Levante Ballantyne, and then I think has a chance to, you know, has Kevin Harris coming in, could sign one more running back in this class if they can get one they like, and then I think he's in position to land some good ones in the 2020 class. So I think he's going to be a nice addition. You know, he's coached some big-time players like Melvin Gordon at Wisconsin, Sonny Michel, Nick Chubb at Georgia, you know, signed some five-star types at Miami. So I think he's a guy that can not only help them get more production from the running backs, but also can, you know, recruit his area well and, you know, go into Georgia and have some name recognition, go down to South Florida and have name recognition and relationships with high school coaches. And I think it's a move that makes a lot of sense from both sides.
All right, one more opening, defensive line coach opening. There's a little talk about Marion Hobby, former Clemson, or two-time former Clemson defensive ends coach here. Thoughts about him, thoughts about maybe other candidates for that last position?
Yeah, I think Hobby is the guy that Muschamp has zeroed in on. I think he's, you know, making the decision whether to come back to college coaching or whether to stay in the NFL. And that's going to be really the biggest part of his decision making process is you know which move makes more sense for his future. You know, I think he's a guy that obviously, like you said, has been at Clemson twice, also coached at Duke, has recruited the area and a lot of the area that South Carolina focuses on from a recruiting standpoint out of state. So I think he would be a nice addition and would bring you know, a lot of valuable experience to the table, and also having that NFL experience is something he could sell to recruits. So you're thinking strike a deal with him. I think he'd be a nice addition. If they miss on Hobby, John Scott from Arkansas is a guy that has been mentioned to me as a possibility. Deron Reynolds, Stanford's defensive line coach, has been mentioned as a possibility, although I don't think he and Muschamp have spoken as of yet. At least they had not spoken as of over the weekend. But he is on the list of guys that Muschamp could explore if he misses on Hobby.
Any way to tell what Marion Hobby thinks at this point, leaning at this point, any time frame as far as a decision for Marion Hobby?
I have not heard anything specific on, you know, which way he's leaning. I've just been told that, you know, the dialogue has continued and he is interested, but was just, you know, last I heard was trying to make that decision in his mind on which made more sense for him from a future standpoint in coaching. I don't think there's any specific deadline other than, of course, Muschamp would like to know as soon as he can, so he can move on to next candidates or you know, if Hobby takes it, then he's done with his coaching staff changes, I think, for this year. So, you know, it's one of those things that I think could go either way. I think it probably will come down to what other opportunities Hobby may have in the NFL. If he finds a you know, really good opportunity, then you know, he may be more likely to stay there. If he doesn't, then I think he could end up at South Carolina.
Any idea about Pat Washington and Lance Thompson, two guys? These guys are being replaced by any thoughts on where those guys could end up?
Yeah, I really haven't heard much on Washington. With Thompson, you know, I think he had talked to Georgia Tech a little bit. That one did not work out. I've heard talk of Maryland. I've heard talk of maybe joining Lane Kiffin at Florida Atlantic. Not 100% sure how that one will play out. But, you know, last I heard, he did want to coach next year and was exploring all of his different options out there.
Tony Morrell joins us, thebigspur.com. The Gamecocks have some official visitors this weekend. What's the tally and what's the storylines as far as bringing players in for officials this weekend?
Yeah, right now they have four players scheduled to visit officially this weekend. Two of them are signees in Xavier Leggett, three-star wide receiver from Mullins, and Mark Fox, a three-star offensive tackle from Miami area. Each of those guys has already signed early but had not taken their official visit, so they'll be on campus this weekend. And they'll be joined by Jacque Sorrells, a four-star defensive tackle from the state of Florida who had a great week at the Under Armour game recently and is a guy that the coaching staff is really high on. Talked about a little bit before on the show, but he will likely, if he does come to South Carolina, will likely be an academic redshirt, or he would sign in February and count against this class, but he would not be eligible to play next year. Could practice, and as long as he makes the minimum GPA set forth by the university, he'd be eligible to play going forward. So they're trying to get that worked out. And then Daquan Watts, three-star cornerback, former Central Florida commitment out of the state of Georgia, who had a really good senior year. It's really looking like South Carolina or Oregon for him right now, and I think South Carolina is in a good position coming into this weekend's visit. He plans to make his announcement on January 28th, and I think right now if he were making his choice, it would be the Gamecocks.
Anybody else undecided, or who else is still on the board as we entered the last half of January?
Well, one of the other primary guys is Jamie Robinson, who has already taken his official visit to South Carolina. He was at Auburn last weekend and is also scheduled to visit Tennessee this month. South Carolina is working to get him in unofficially before he finalizes his decision. You know, they want him to see the new building and spend some more time around the coaching staff. He hasn't been on campus since, came to a couple of games this season. So he's one of the primary guys left. Still talking to Darius Washington, the three-star offensive tackle or offensive line commitment to Mississippi State right now, but he did not sign early. So still talking to him. And then Thomas Brown has made contact with Jamias Griffin, three-star, four-star running back, depending on which service you look at, who's committed to NC State. Another guy who did not sign early, and it looks like he's going to take an official visit to South Carolina later this month.
All right, spring game, spring date, spring practice. We know anything about those yet? Any kind of calendar in place yet?
They did announce the day of the spring game. I think it's the first Saturday in April. I'm not 100% sure on that. I think it's the April 6th, if I remember right, which would mean they're probably going to start spring practice around the first week in March. Winter workouts are underway right now. And I think this is an important offseason for this football team, not only from a strength and conditioning standpoint, but from a health standpoint. We've talked about this on the segment, previous segments as well, but they've got to get a handle on why they've had so many injuries. And the schedule next year is brutal, and the last thing they can do is, or afford to do is have more injuries like they did this year, have another bad run that just completely depletes their depth and some of their starting talent. So I think, with Jeff Dillman and his coaches, it'll be interesting to see what they do differently this year. And see if it can have a positive effect on the team next year from a health standpoint.
Had a text message here. Just want to know, final question for you. Where is this team better than last year? And again, there's a long way to go. And I'll frame it differently than what the text message. Where is this team already better, and where do they need to make it up? Let's begin on offense. Just on paper heading into the offseason, where are they better, and then where is there some rooms that really, really concentrate on to get better in the spring?
Well, I think at running back, like I mentioned earlier in the segment, I think that's a position where they have a chance to get more production next year, particularly if they can stay healthier at that group with Thomas Brown coming in, with the returning personnel and the number of players they're going to have at their disposal. I think that's a position where they could be better. You would think Jake Bentley would be better as a senior than he was as a junior at quarterback, certainly with Ryan Helinski coming in. It's going to give them, I think, a guy who can play as a true freshman and could be a backup they could win with. I don't know that they really could have won a lot of games this year with a backup. I think Helinski is going to be a difference maker for them at quarterback. On the offensive line, it was a big boost getting Donnell Stanley back. Obviously, replacing Zach Bailey will not be easy. Replacing Dennis Daly at left tackle will not be easy, but I still think Eric Wolford has the makings of a good group on the offensive line. tight end. You know, Bobby Bentley taking over there. I think Keel Pollard and Kyle Markway are the two guys to watch there. And then Evan Henson is a guy who could work his way into the rotation at tight end. I guess that's kind of a breakdown there. I'd say, you know, tight end wasn't a huge focus for them this year, but I would think it's a position they do want to focus more on going forward, and got to have a couple of talented true freshmen coming in there in Keyshawn Toney and Trayvon Kenyon too. Kenyon especially, I think, is a guy that could potentially see some time early in his career.
Switching sides of the ball, will they automatically be better, and then where is there still some room to grow?
I think they'll be better on the defensive line. I think they'll be more athletic. I think they'll be deeper. And I think they'll have more guys that can rush the passer next year, which is something that I feel like I've been talking about for about 8 years now here on your show. And then linebacker, you know, pretty much everyone is back there. So you would think it wasn't a very good position for them this year, but you would think they would get more production next year with TJ Brunson being a senior and Sherrod Green with the experience he got this year, Ernest Jones, Rescindo Lewis. I think Lewis is a guy that needs to have a really good offseason. I think he was too heavy this year. I think he'd like to get 10, 15 pounds off of him. I think that will improve his quickness and allow him to give them more production next year. The secondary, I think a lot hinges on whether JT Ebay and Nick Harvey get their additional years of eligibility. If they do, I think both of those guys could give them a boost in the secondary. I think they're going to be better at cornerback with J.C. Horn and Israel Mukwamu and some of the guys who played a ton this year. R.J. Roderick at safety. Jalen Dickerson, if he can stay healthy, showed flashes this year of what he's capable of. So I think they have a chance to be faster and more athletic in the secondary. But it's a group where they could need some young guys to help from a depth standpoint.
Finally, tell us about the Big Spur. I know it's a busy time for you guys, and you've got a bunch of updates for the subscribers that are out there.
Yeah, it should be a busy week the rest of the week with a lot of recruiting info, basketball games. You know, the basketball team's off to a 3-0 start in the SEC, which I'm not sure anyone saw coming, so there's been some renewed excitement from a basketball standpoint. Baseball is right around the corner. So a lot of good content on the site, and, of course, we'll have full coverage of the official visitors this weekend. They're also going to have some unofficial visitors in for underclassmen. So a lot of follow-up with those guys on Sunday, Monday, Tuesday of next week, and be a great time for anyone out there who's considering it to go ahead and join the site and get some great content. It's thebigspur.com.
Thank you, my friend. Let's talk next week about how those official visits went and maybe the latest with defensive line coaching search if we visit next Tuesday.
Sounds good. Appreciate
right.
it.
That's Tony Morrell of thebigspur.com. My friends at Carolina Flooring Specialists, the garage flooring specialists, the folks that want to come in and do your garage floor for you. The process is great. Zach, in my advanced age, the less I do, the better. The less I have to do, the better. And especially the less when it comes to expertise. I think I'm smarter at the age of 50 than I've ever been before because now I know what I don't know. And I don't know the DIY stuff, man. I don't know how to mix this epoxy. I don't know how. Now, they have these DIY kits at some of these big box stores out there now. But to be honest with you, when it comes to humidity and the temperature and how much to mix and what to mix, it's just not as good. I like the fact that I didn't move one finger when they came in and did this. They measured. They gave me a quote, an estimate. They came back. They gave me the colors to choose from, came back, scheduled my dates. Moved everything out of my garage, then move everything back into my garage. I love it. It is my great friends at CarolinaFlooringSpecialist.com. Call them today, 404-8158, 404-8158. It's Carolina Flooring Specialists. And that's at the end, CarolinaFlooringSpecialists.com. A break will come back. I have a weather update for the NFL. We'll play win game a little bit and college football takeaways from the 2018 season right after this.
It's time to stop the debt collectors. It's time to get a fresh start. It's time to stop the foreclosures. Tax time is coming up. Time to do something for yourself. Time to get your fresh start. Come see Robert King for help.
Call Robert King at 864-222-0200 or visit his website at www.thompsonking.com. Thompson & King is a debt relief agency. Robert King helps people file for bankruptcy relief under the bankruptcy code.
Buying a mattress can be a difficult process, but that can all change with one visit to Engineered Sleep. They are a mattress manufacturer that opened their doors to the public. You get factory direct pricing, a mattress made just for you, and free delivery all over the upstate. Your mattress will be made and delivered within 1 to 5 days. It is always great to buy local, but when you buy from Engineered Sleep, you are truly buying from the best. Their showroom at 627 Congaree Road in Greenville is open Monday through Saturday. Sleep like a champion with your Engineered Sleep.
Looking for delicious and innovative food in downtown Clemson? The Blue Heron Restaurant and Sushi Bar is the answer. Fresh house-cut steaks and seafood and free-range poultry are just a few of the menu items that define the Blue Heron. And specials like Monday's pizza and a pint build your own four-topping pizza for $9. The finest steaks and fresh seafood at the Blue Heron, College Avenue, Clemson. Visit our website at blueheronfood.com.
I'm Stephen Crane, owner of the Beef Jerky Outlet, with my wife Dana. We are proud Clemson alumni, years 05 and 07. We stand proud with hundreds of thousands of Tigers worldwide congratulating our team on another national championship. Stop by our store in Haywood Mall outside Belk for an award-winning selection of seasonings, jerky, sauces, and great gift ideas. Football is still in full swing with the NFL playoffs, and nothing says football like beef jerky. See us today. Beef Jerky Outlet, Haywood Mall. Congratulations, Clemson, on another record-breaking season.
Why shop Reed's Jewelers? Better yet, why not? Reed's Jewelers invites you to make them your jeweler, and you'll soon discover why so many like you now shop Reed's. From their award-winning staff to their impressive selection of jewelry to their customer-friendly financing, Reed's Jewelers, Haywood Mall, invites you to join the thousands of customers who have started a relationship with them. We'd love to see you. Reed's Jewelers, Haywood Mall, next to Belk, online at Reed's.com.
At CarMax, when we say we buy all the cars, we mean it. Over the last 20 years, we've purchased millions of cars from coast to coast. In the last year alone, we've bought a mountain of Mercuries, an armada of Nissans, a ton of Titans, an ocean of Pacificas, and a sea of Siennas. Not to mention a few Hellcats and a couple of Tornadoes. So no matter what you're selling, CarMax is buying. And we'll buy your car even if you don't buy ours. CarMax, we buy all the cars.
Does your South Carolina driver's license or ID have a gold star? If not, make the switch to a real ID today. You may be eligible to purchase your real ID online at scdmvonline.com or visit the SCDMV with all required documents to purchase your real ID before the lines grow. The deadline will be here before you know it, so make sure your ID is a real ID to board a plane, enter a federal building, or visit a military installation today. More information at scdmvonline.com.
Plyler Show on 105.5 The Roar.
Oh my God, dude, I can't tell you how much I appreciate this.
Now back to Mickey and Zach.
Like a vision, she dances across the porch as the radio plays. Roy Orbison singing for the
Lord. Hey, I talked about my time over at the Y over in Powdersville. And the Y's, man, like I told you, as a kid, we'd go to the Y, and then I was a member at a Y for 10 years, but man, the Y's look different now. Like they're like high tech stuff everywhere, outdoor pools. The Powdersville Y we went to the other day. If you're a family and you're not in the Powdersville Y, like what in the world are your kids doing in the summertime? Beside these awesome sliding boards and great pools, the great daycare and the workout centers and the basketball plus and basketball facility and their beast mode area. But I learned something really, really cool. They have research through Parkinson's about cycling and about the consistency of cycling having a great positive effect on Parkinson's and those that are stricken with Parkinson's. And they've got this program support group as far as that goes. And I think that's just That's really, really, really cool to hear. I want you to find out more about the Pickens, the Easley, and the Powdersville YMCAs. Google search them, check them out on their websites. It's really cool. I just can't believe that we got that modern facilities at the Y now. That's not the Y I grew up with. This is awesome. So if you're a family, go by and check that out.
There you go.
You had a phone call.
Yeah, John from London called in this morning. He's called in before.
You talking about London, South Carolina?
No, we're talking about London, England. We're talking about the UK, the United Kingdom, across the pond, just a jump and a skip away.
How was his accent?
It was fantastic. It was great.
Is he an American?
No, he is. He is a British citizen. Yeah,
that's cool.
And he listens to the show. What time is it in London? He had studied at Clemson, and he actually lived in the States for a while, and then really? He moved back over.
Yeah,
they're 5 hours ahead.
Yeah,
so. Was it 1 o'clock? 1:30?
He's told me we got the best afternoon show that he's ever heard. So that's good.
Yeah, right. He called in to let us know that on the BBC, national news over there in the UK.
BBC, yes.
Clemson has been on the last 3 days.
Oh, cool.
The BBC.
Right.
Right. Which is broadcasted to all of Great Britain's, holdings across the world.
Yeah.
Wherever that may be.
The Empire.
The Empire, yes. And
sun never sets.
You know, they talked about obviously their title and their visit to the White House, and the burgers and fries made global news, and and Clemson's on the BBC this afternoon over in London.
How cool, man.
It's really neat.
Very, very cool. Did he want to talk Manchester United at all now that we are undefeated with the new manager?
A wonderful win against Tottenham the other day. A wonderful
Spurs going down.
Just a beautiful game to watch. It was a 1-0 game. Both teams pouring forward. There was little to no defense being played. Just missed opportunities on each side. David De Gea, I believe how you pronounce his name, had a wonderful game in net for Man U. So it was a lot of fun to watch.
Very, very good. Quickly... Did you see the temperatures in Kansas City, Kansas City, Missouri?
I guess I'm listening in London this morning. That's really cool.
That is cool.
Yes, I did see it. It could line up to be the coldest game in Arrowhead Stadium history.
It is a high of 9 degrees. The high coming up Sunday in, is that old Arrowhead, whatever they call it now?
Arrowhead, yeah.
Yeah, man, that's just going to be an absolute, to be honest with you, it's dangerous. If your high is 9 degrees to be outside for 3 or 4 hours, that's dangerous.
Listen, I hear you. I'm with you.
Because you have an open date the next week, I would think about moving again.
No, they'll be fine.
I hate to be soft, tissue soft boy over here. Let me see if there's another day they could play this thing.
They'll be fine.
Go under on this one, huh?
Be fun. The ball's going to be frozen.
Oh, my goodness. The coldest game, Kansas City, Missouri, the coldest game in NFL history.
No, the Giants in Green Bay were colder.
That was Winchell.
2007.
I could be wrong about that. I thought I heard it. The thing. I think it's
Arrowhead Stadium history. I'm almost positive that's not the coldest game in NFL history.
Well, I'm now looking. Now this is saying a high of 11, so that's good. But the wind at 8 miles an hour. Got to get the wind chill in there, too. They could play it on Monday with a high of 33.
Yeah, it was 2 degrees in Lambeau in 1990 for the Packers and Lions game.
Do you remember by the game more than anything else? Not that game, Packers and Lions. What?
0 degrees in 94 at Ralph Wilson Stadium. Bills. Raiders, AFC playoff game. Wind chill, -32.
Do you remember when your Giants went up and beat the Packers in Lambeau?
Vividly. Thank you, Brett Favre, for throwing the interception. I really appreciate it.
Do you remember what Tom Coughlin's face looked like that game?
Yes, it was Lambeau Field, 2008. January 20th, 2008.
Right.
It was -4 degrees with a wind chill of -24.
Is there a wind chill calculator out there?
Is there a wind chill calculator?
Yes. Because you can't just say 8 miles an hour at 40 degrees is different than 8 miles an hour at 20 degrees is different than 8 miles an hour at 11 degrees, right?
Yeah.
Is there a calculator you can put in, like what the temperature is and what the wind chill would be with that wind?
I guess so. I guess we'll find out.
Hey, I'm looking at the forecast for Sunday in Kansas City, right? And it starts out great. You know what it says?
Yeah.
plentiful sunshine. Very cold, high of 11.
Okay.
Oh, it's going to be sunny.
It's 9 degrees?
High of 11. Let's go to 11 now.
Okay. 11.
Right. 8-mile-an-hour winds.
8-mile-an-hour winds. Okay. What the temperature feels like to your body? It feels like negative 0.7 degrees Fahrenheit.
Okay. If 9 is the high, do that one. Because yesterday it was 9. Now it's
negative 3.
Now, my next question to you. If you are a huge Kansas City Chiefs fan, do you show up for the game?
Oh, yeah. You're there. You're Kansas City. Yeah, this is Clemson playing. You're there, right?
Yeah.
So that exactly. This is their Clemson. Yeah. This is what they have.
Yeah.
You're cold. You're wearing about 45 different layers.
Yeah.
You look like the younger brother in A Christmas Story walking into the stadium.
Yes.
Can't put your arms down.
Right.
Got to stand the whole time.
Right.
But you're there. Drinking hot cocoa.
You don't tailgate.
You drive up. You sit in the car for as long as possible with the heat blaring, just blasting. And then you run into the stadium and try not to die.
Wonder what... Let's do this. I hadn't seen this yet. Let's do StubHub. Because you know what you need. You need those box. You need those sitting in the box. What that would look like. Because that would be the biggest differential between stadium and regular seats ever. Kansas City Chiefs and the New England Patriots. You sure, Tom Brady, you sure you want to do this? Get in price right now, $240. I believe I would sell mine for $240. Instead of sitting in the upper deck... In the end zone of the upper deck, in 9 degrees, in a windshield -3.
You got to go.
I don't know.
I've been in the weather before. It's miserable. But there's something about once you get through it, it's memorable.
What's the coldest you've ever been?
The coldest, like weather-wise?
Yes.
I mean, I've been in colder, but like it was 9 degrees when I got out of the truck one morning. And we got into the stand with the wind chill. It was.
What are you talking about stand?
We were hunting. Yeah. Yeah. And we got into the stand, and it was, with the wind chill, it was -6. And we sat from 5:30 to about 1:30 in the afternoon, and it was miserable.
Yeah, I'd be miserable with all that.
I got second-degree burns that day because I was so close to my propane heater that I brought with me to try not to die.
Yeah.
And I didn't even feel it.
All right, quickly, Texture wanted us to do a win game for South Carolina here in Tony Morrell today. You ready?
A new facility opening up for them. That's
new
exciting.
Facility, nice.
Wow.
Very, very nice.
Wow.
Ready?
Yes.
In Charlotte, let me write yours down and mine down. In Charlotte against Mac Brown and the University of North Carolina.
They will be North Carolina.
I agree. Charleston Southern in Williams-Brice.
2-0, baby.
Alabama in Williams-Brice.
No, 2-1.
At Missouri, Kelly Bryant.
2-2.
I'm going to give a win on that one.
Ooh.
Kentucky at home.
2-3.
Come on.
Don't come on, man. We've had this conversation.
I'll say split
times.
With Kentucky and Missouri.
Fine.
Open date. At Georgia.
Could lose the open date in South Carolina. At Georgia, you lose.
Florida at home.
You lose. This is not going well so far.
At Tennessee.
I'll give him a win there.
I'm going to say split Florida and Florida and Tennessee as well. Vanderbilt at home.
Vanderbilt. Win.
At Appy. No, I'm sorry. Appalachian State at home.
Win.
Happy Appy.
But close.
At Texas A&M.
Loss.
Open date. Clemson at home.
Loss. What do I have him going?
5-7. I have 6-6. Must champ on hot seat after 5-7 or 6-6.
Must champ fired after that season?
Nah, I can't do that. They're invested in that. CBS Sports has an article out of this is 7 things that we learned, 7 important takeaways for 2018 college football season. You ready?
Yes.
Number 7, the golden age of quarterbacks. This is the golden age of quarterbacks. Tua, Kyler Murray, And obviously, what Lincoln Riley's done at Oklahoma, what Mike Leach's done at Washington State, Ryan Day at Ohio State, seeing all of these great ones in this segment right here doesn't mention anything about Trevor Lawrence. Number six, the Pac-12 is in dire straits. West Coast best coach, best coast, doesn't exist anymore. Southern Cal's a mess. UCLA didn't appear anywhere closer to Chip Kelly. Oregon, Utah, I would agree with that one. Number five, Michigan is entering a critical year under Jim Harbaugh after the way their season ended. I would agree with that. Number four, called dark horses for what they are in 2019. Let's look back at the preseason poll. Wisconsin was number four, had a first place vote. Washington was number six. Miami was number eight. Auburn was number nine. So obviously the dark horses didn't work out. Number three, Georgia has staying power. I would agree with that. Number two, Texas is back, sort of. You know, I would agree with that. And number one, there is no dynasty, and that's okay. The Alabama dynasty is dead became a popular headline after Clemson's blowout win against the Tide. Clemson's won two of the last three. I don't know. It seemed like a Dabo dynasty to me through some of that. So anyway, that is the seven takeaways, seven things we learned, according to Barrett Saley of CBS Sports, about the 2018 college football season. My friends at Canty can fix it. C-A-N-T-E-Y, CantyCanFixIt.com. Let them take care of you. When I mention Canty, I know that we talk about your any foundation issues that might arise, cracks in exterior brick or mortar, interior cracks above doorways or windows, chimneys pulling away from the home, uneven or sloping floors, windows and doors that become sticker jam, bowing foundation walls, cracks in foundation walls or drywalls. They have the proven quality products, the proven services, the professional experience to permanently repair any issues you might have. So why not get a free quote today? It's CantyCanFixIt.com. C-A-N-T-E-Y, CantyCanFixIt.com. When we come back, we'll wrap things up. A very interesting Brad Hughes Accident Forgiveness Award. And a phone call or two in the final segment of the show right after this.
Clemson Nation celebrates.
This ball game is over.
Your Clemson Tigers are the 2019 national champions.
They come to California and strike gold.
All season long.
Etienne cuts into the 15, he's at the 10, and the 5, stays on his feet, headed for the end zone, and in.
Every great play.
Under pressure, they got him in second at the 9-yard line.
Every victory in this historic season.
Oh, what a play from the Clemson defense.
Right here on the Clemson Tigers Network.
Clemson once again paints the college football world orange.
The Clemson Tigers, first ever 15-0 team in modern history. National champions.
Clemson downs Alabama 44-16 to win their second national championship in 3 years.
Congratulations from the Clemson Tigers Network.
Congratulations to Dabo Swinney and the Clemson Tigers for winning the third national championship. You caught it all right here on the flagship station for Clemson Athletics, WCCP 105.5 The Roar.
Are you ready to go all in on a car? Granger Nissan knows what car will fit you and your family because they are a leader in the market with competitive inventory. They have everything for everyone. Granger Nissan is a family business, so they know the importance of taking care of the ones we love on the road. You can drive with confidence and ease because Granger Nissan has all new vehicles with a lifetime powertrain warranty. Granger Nissan is not just in the car business, they're in the people business. Stop by Granger Nissan of Anderson on 3510 Clemson Boulevard.
I'm Eddie Bennett. We're blessed with a strong economy. The upstate is growing with companies expanding, relocating, and adding employees. If you're turning dirt on a new project or an expansion, chances are you need equipment to help get the job done. With locations in Greenville and Spartanburg, as well as our newest location in Seneca, Bennett Equipment and Supply is your Takeuchi source. And we rent and sell all sorts of tools to get the job done. Remember, when you need to rent it from Bennett.
Another year has come and gone, and if you are ready to ring in the new year with a new look, Urban Nirvana is the place to be. Their professional stylists can give you a look that makes you feel your best, and when you feel your best, you can tackle anything. The spa is the place to start your new year off with a kind of refreshing, relaxing rejuvenation that can change your outlook. Get ready for the new year with Urban Nirvana. Two locations, MacBee Station and the Shops at Greenridge, or online at urbannirvana.com.
Hello, this is John LaHoop, Executive Director of Clemson Downs. We are proud of the Clemson Tigers for winning the national championship the second time in 3 years. The Tigers are also the first 15-0 team in modern history. Fantastic finish to a perfect season. Clemson Downs is the only continuing care retirement community in the Clemson area. For more information, please visit ClemsonDowns.com or call 654-1155. We join Tiger fans worldwide in congratulating Dabo, his staff, and his team on this monumental achievement. Go Tigers!
The new year is here, and it's time to get ready for Seneca's Half Marathon and 5K, brought to you exclusively by Henry Ramirez and his staff at Upstate Medical Associates. It's coming up on March the 16th at 8 o'clock for the 5K start, then 8:15 the Half Marathon gets started. It's going to be a lot of fun. We've got a great t-shirt this year we're giving away, plus we've got the sleeves, we've got the buffs, we've got the towel, we've got a great medal just for finishing the Half Marathon, plus it's going to be a lot of fun too. Hey, go ahead and sign up. Swing by City Hall or go by the Shavers Recreation Complex and pick up an application right there. $25 for the 5K and $50 for the half marathon. We got 313 Cafe going to be out there with the post party once you finish the 5K and the half marathon. And of course, Core 24 is right there to kind of root you along. Bradley's Jewelers is involved with a nice prize to give away. And Julian Davis will be there to kick everything off. It's going to be a fun day, March the 16th. Go ahead, strike it off your bucket list. Get your resolution for Seneca's half marathon and 5K, brought to you by Upstate Medical Associates, Henry Ramirez and his gang.
Indeed knows finding the right hire takes time away from your business.
Hiring a qualified data engineer felt like a second job.
More job seekers use Indeed than any other site, so there's no better place to find someone with the skills you're looking for.
I needed someone with a master's in computer science and database experience.
Plus, Indeed screener questions help you find your shortlist fast.
Now I'm back to having just one job.
Get a $50 credit to give your first job posting premium placement at Indeed.com/credit. Terms, conditions, quality standards, and usage limits apply. Additional terms online.
The Mickey Plyler Show on 105.5 The Roar.
You do one thing when you wake up tomorrow. Bring it.
Now back to Mickey and Zach.
I remember when I lost my mind.
Welcome back. Glad to have you with us. I want to tell you about our Palmetto Dunes, Palmetto Golf Report right now at Palmetto Dunes for the end of the month and some really good temperatures at the end of the month. 40% off their resort golf rate. You can book this online at palmettodunes.com. Go to Super 19. Super, meaning 2019, the Super Bowl maybe. A lot going on there. Go to palmettodunes.com and tour the courses, the Fazio, the Jones, and the Hills course. Hey, these great specials, these golf packages or golf getaways or stay-and-play packages, the big group packages, they've got all those online right now for 2019. I always like checking out their airification schedules to make sure that you know you're getting the best golf course you can and do all that at Palmetto Dunes. They got their Super Bowl tournament coming up on February the 3rd, and that's a really cool deal. The shotgun start there on Super Bowl Sunday. That way you're done in time to watch the big game. All that online and more right now. 40% off tee times at Robert Trent Jones, the Fazio, and the Arthur Hills course. Between now and the end of the month, go to Super 19 when you put that promo code in there at palmettodunes.com. Hey, I wanted to quickly do this. We talked about baseball season starting. Clemson's golf season starts in a little more than a month. Reviewing the men's team from the fall, they played at the Carpet Classic over in Dalton and finished fourth out of 15 teams there. Out at Maui Invitational in Scottsdale, Arizona, they finished sixth out of 14 teams. At the Nike Intercollegiate down and Colonial down in Dallas, they finished fourth. They ended up tied for first in the Mirfield Village, the Jack Nicklaus Collegiate Invitational. Down at the Golf Club of Georgia, down in Alpharetta, they finished second at the Golf Club of Georgia Intercollegiate. And then out in Hawaii, they finished fourth. Now, their season begins February 17th, 18th, and 19th down in Puerto Rico. Clemson's men team will also go to Palmetto, right over in Aiken for our local listeners there. They'll be there March the 11th and 12th down at Sawgrass for March the 13th or 30th and 31st. The April 1st event, I'm sorry, 31st and 1st. April 5th, 6th, and 7th, they'll be at the Cliffs at Kiwi Falls here as well. So looking forward to seeing those guys with that Clemson Invitational and then ACCs and all that right around the corner. So fall golf season or spring golf season starts in a few weeks. just a little more than a month away. That's our Palmetto Golf Report, our great friends at Palmetto Dunes and PalmettoDunes.com. Again, 40% off tee times in the month of January at PalmettoDunes.com and the online promo code there, Super19. Let's get to our phone lines in the final segment here, 654-ROAR, where Taylor joins us and easily. Good morning, Taylor. Thanks for hanging on. How you doing?
I am doing well. How are y'all?
Man, we're blessed. Very blessed.
You know, I just kind of wanted to call in and, you know, I don't know how much this upsets y'all, but it definitely upsets me a little bit is you watch college football and halfway through the season, three-quarter of the way through the season, the media had crowned Alabama the national champs and Tua the Heisman winner. And it just seems to me, I mean, after the national title's over, the media is saying Trevor Lawrence would be the number one pick in the NFL draft this year. And it just seems to me like they would, you know, have realized after this has happened several times to wait till the end of the season to make, you know, to make that decision on who's the Heisman winner. See the entire body of work, wait till the end of the season, and then make their decision accordingly. Hey, first-time caller, love listening to the show. I'll take your thoughts off the air.
Thank you, Taylor. I appreciate the phone call. I think the Heisman – one of the things that college football has done has been slow to react and slow to make changes. Zach, I have a proposition for you.
Okay.
Let's move the Heisman Trophy voting to after the college football playoff. And let's, so, you know, like college football is over now. Well, what if we had like this weekend coming up will be the Heisman, unveiling the Heisman. So you vote after everything is over.
Are you saying we should play all the games before we make a decision on who the best player in the country is?
Yeah, I know that's kind of crazy, but yes.
I don't know if I'm with you on that one.
Yeah. I think that's the right way to do it. I think they need to wait and go that route. Let's play, and not just all the games, Zach, but the most important games. After watching Tua and watching Kyler Murray in their playoff game, would you just still vote for Kyler Murray? Would you vote for Kyler Murray after the regular season?
Yeah.
After watching those two go head-to-head, would you vote? And remember, Tua had a great Orange Bowl.
Sure. Kyler had a good game, though.
Good. Maybe not as good. Can I remind you of those stats before you get an answer on this?
Yeah, please.
All right. In that previously mentioned Orange Bowl, bear with me a second here. In that contest, let me find it right here. I've got it right here for you.
Oh, I got it right here for you.
You do?
I do. Tua was 24-27 for 318. Goodness gracious. He had three incomplete passes. Four touchdowns, no interceptions.
Right.
Kyler was 19 of 37, 308 yards, two touchdowns, no interceptions. Tua had a better game.
Right. Would that have changed your vote?
Yes. Yes, it would have.
Would Trevor Lawrence did not deserve the Heisman this year?
You bite your tongue.
I think he's the best player in college football, but that was he didn't start the first part of the season, took us to his fifth game to start. He can't win the Heisman in that year. I think he's the favorite going into next year. Would you agree with that?
I would agree wholeheartedly.
Okay. So with that said, who would you have voted for if we held it after the college football season, after all the games after the college football playoff?
It's still Tua.
Yeah. And that way Alabama would have actually won something.
But I think Trevor would have been a finisher.
Yeah, because he did not finish in the top 10. ETN finished 7th, I believe.
Would he finish higher?
In that one, yeah.
Would he have finished higher after the
ETN
season had ended? Yes.
I'm not sure of that. I'm not sure he'd finish any higher out of all that. I'm just saying. 654-ROAR, 654-7627. On our Twitter. Have you checked our Twitter today?
What are you looking at?
AB writes in, y'all think this is what Kirby had in mind? It's a picture of Jeff Scott with the quarter pounders on a silver platter. You think it's what Kirby had in mind? I said, I want to eat speech. I want you to eat. All I want to do is eat. No, I'm not sure that's what Kirby had in mind. That's not the modern hip version of I want to eat, is it? I don't think that's what he was talking about there. David writes in regarding Clemson men's basketball. Do they have access to Clemson's football sports psychologists? Yes, they do. Matter of fact, Milt Lauder is a friend and a great guy and done an unbelievable job with a lot of Clemson athletes. But, yes, he works with the basketball teams as well. Ted writes in, it's been 8 days since Clemson's won his national championship and 56,995 since the Gamecocks have won one. Well, the Gamecocks haven't won one, have they? Does that mean all of college football, maybe?
I guess.
Not sure I get that one. Isaac writes in, while some of you are worried about the food that was served in the White House, Clemson was celebrating the third national championship and getting ready for number four. Pro-Am Hog Farmer writes in, Joe sent something. Pro-Am Hog Farmer writes in to Walt about, check out this picture my brother-in-law took in the Notre Dame game. Notre Dame running on the field before the game. Clemson hasn't taken the field yet. 2 or 3 media guys video in Notre Dame and like 30 waiting for Clemson. Notre Dame's most storied, not sure what that word is, in college football, little old Clemson. Yeah, Clemson is, that's a good point. It's a good picture. 654 Roar in our final segment. There's a couple of texts I wanted to get to wrap things up. Tomorrow's show, we'll talk to you much more about Clemson basketball. We've got Clemson and Georgia Tech tomorrow night. Looking forward to that. I'm sending Bradley Leacroy a text here this morning about when he can come on. We'll talk some Clemson baseball right around the corner. You know, as far as Clemson seasons go, Mr. Orr 24, if you think about it, with football season going to the middle of January now, and with recruiting season the first weekend in February, and with basketball season starting in November and going all the way through March, and then baseball season starting in February, we've got these overlapping times here, but it's really, except for the months of June and July and now the first part of August, we've got, you know, wall-to-wall coverage here as far as all that goes. So seems like when football season ends, we only have like a month where it's just basketball, and then we have basketball and baseball together.
Baseball.
Yeah, so that's good for you.
It's good for me.
All that money you make over there.
Oh, millions and millions and millions.
What do you do with it all? Dollars. What do you do with it all?
I spend it all on Kristen, of course.
Mm, good for you. Brad Hughes is my Allstate agent. Pay attention to this one.
I'm
in good hands with Brad Hughes. I'm in good hands with Allstate. Then call him at 292-3001. I can email him, Brad Hughes, at allstate.com. I can get in touch with him, bradhughesinsurance.com. Better coverage, better rates. Thanks to my great friend, Brad Hughes, and the Allstate Insurance Agency. We forgive someone in sports every single day. Today, because that's what Brad Hughes does, and my great friend's there. Today, I will forgive Phoenix City, Alabama. Have you seen the congratulations Justin billboard down in Phoenix City, Mr. Orr 24?
I have.
If you're an Alabama fan and you're in the state of Alabama and you drive by and you see the two pictures, the two one-hand catch, actually it's the same catch, the one-hand catch that Justin Ross makes, that's his hometown, Phoenix City, Alabama. But to see the huge billboard with the national championship trophy of Justin Ross catching footballs over Alabama secondary. If you're an Auburn fan, you kind of like it a little bit, right? What does it feel like for an Alabama fan in their own state to drive by and say, congratulations, Justin Ross billboard? It's got to hurt a little bit, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah.
It's just not what you want to see. 6 catches, 153 yards, and a touchdown with some jaw-dropping catches there. I think we hit on everything. I didn't hit on the transfer portal stuff enough. We're going to get to some transfer portal. Also get to more of Alabama.
Can we get access to that portal somehow?
No. I think you got to be an NCAA institution to get access to that. There are some. I think I'm right by saying that. I don't know that.
I need it.
There are also some conflicting reports about Najee Harris and some of those guys that are on there. I don't think he's on there.
He gone?
No. I don't think he's on
there. He gone?
But some folks reported that he was, but I hadn't seen it from their official website.
It's a fire sale in Tuscaloosa.
Can I mention one other quick thing before we get to our 2-minute drill?
I would encourage it.
Is it bad now that in show prep, I used to go to Clemson in South Carolina. I still go daily to Clemson in South Carolina websites, message boards. I go to, let me see what I tell you. I go to TigerNet, Tiger Illustrated, Clemson Insider, 247 Clemson. I go to all those. I still go to BigSpur.com, GameCrowdCentral.com, just to see what's going on, right? All those.
Sure.
Is it bad now that I go to Georgia's websites and Alabama's websites every single day? Why? I used to go to those sites once a week. Seriously, I used to go about once a week. Uh-huh. I go to Florida State's once a week. I would go to, maybe Georgia Tech's every once in a while. When you play A&M, you got to go on there. Just maybe every 2 weeks to A&M to see, transfers out, coaching stuff, recruiting stuff, every once in a while. Is it bad that now I go to Alabama's every single day and Georgia's every single day? That's the new rival?
That's the new – Georgia's not a rival.
That Alabama's the new rival?
Alabama's the rival.
Bad stuff there. Skip the music, buddy. 2 minute drill. What do you have for me?
We didn't talk anything about the Australian Open today. It's still going on down under. Yeah. You forgot about it. I understand.
I had it on my list.
Federer is going to play at 11 o'clock tonight. Of course, it's down 24 hours ahead, essentially. So it's all kinds of weird stuff. Djokovic advances. Wawrinka advances. Joe Wilfred Tsonga advances in the men's side. And Serena Williams for the women advances to the second round of play. Should be a lot of fun down at the Aussie.
My 2 minute drill brought to you by AirDune.com, a full service real estate company.